I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We do attack the Catholic Church a lot on this segment for their having sex with children and covering it up. And to be fair, the other religions do that as well. They just don't do it as well or as much. Bobby B.J. Blackburn, the B.J. should have been a warning, he's the pastor of Elevate Church and owner of Giovanni's Pizza in Prestonburg, Kentucky. Yeah, of course, Kentucky. He's very unapologetically Christian and runs a Christian pizza parlor. So it was only in the most Christian way when he tried to arrange sex with his underage employees. He wanted a threesome with two minors. He has been arrested. Now, I was raised Presbyterian, and so the Presbyterian Church is in the news with one of theirs. Dr. Reverend William Weaver has three different men who are saying that he helped them with spiritual guidance that involved an exorcism. Now, see, Presbyterians are creative, and I know this, having been a part of the Presbyterian Church for a lot of years, and we do like sex. I think we kicked out one of our reverends for having sex with the laity. Well, they don't take a vow of celibacy, but they don't get to go through all the parishioners either. Anyway, basically, he wasn't just paying lip service to his vow of helping people. No, he used his actual lips to suck the men off in an exorcism where apparently their sperm contained the evil demons, so he would suck out the sperm and spit it into a baggie. And see, here's one of my strong faith feelings. Never trust a faith leader who doesn't swallow. Anyway, as awful as that abuse is, taking advantage of people when they're vulnerable, not a crime. I don't know why it's not a crime, but it's not a crime. So they did kick him out, and now he's living in a retirement community where he now has to do his exorcisms without getting a paycheck for them. And there's the Mexican Christian leader who was charged with sex trafficking and forcing oral sex on children. Now, the church is headquartered in Mexico, but has a presence here. It's La Luz del Mundo. And this is not some little church. They supposedly have more than 1 million followers worldwide. And they have the largest baptism in the world. So this guy isn't just a nobody. He's a big deal. And he was arrested in Los Angeles. And he's believed by his followers to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. And although he was arrested in Los Angeles, they're still behind him. And he's got 26 felonies he's being charged with. But his followers don't believe it. Now I have a couple of strong faith statements. One is, how do you know if someone's actually a prophet or if he's lying? Well, if he tells you he's a prophet, he's lying. And another is that if a man tells you that he is an apostle of Jesus Christ while making your children blow him, he's also lying. Children were apparently forced to have sex, and then he posed them naked for photos. But see, here's the big difference. Sure, this last case caught him up, the leader of the church, and two women and one man were also arrested. But all of the ones that I've mentioned are really different from what the Catholic Church has done. I mean, you've got some individual bad actors. And yeah, that's bad. But what the Catholic Church has done is covered up child sexual abuse for millennia and enabled it. Their crimes are magnitudes worse. And so let's see what they're doing now in the era of trying to be better. And spoiler alert, they're not really much better. Now let's see how many of these we can get through. Roman Catholic Bishop Thomas J. Tobin tweeted last Saturday that church members should not show support for Pride Month events and that they were harmful to children. But I don't think anything that happens in a Pride event could possibly be more harmful than what Bishop Thomas J. Tobin did himself in covering up incidents of child sexual abuse. From 1992 to 1996, he was auxiliary bishop of Pittsburgh, one of six Pennsylvania dioceses covered in that massive grand jury report about child sexual assault. And he did admit, Tobin did, that that he became aware of incidents of sexual abuse when they were reported to the diocese, but, you know, he thought they were outside his realm of responsibility. So he knows about children being sexually abused, but it's not my job. I'm trying to decide whether that's better or worse than the excuse, I was just following orders. In this case, no one was telling him what to do, he was just deciding, it's not my job. You know who shouldn't have a job? That guy. In the supposedly new and reformed and doing better Catholic Church, that guy's job still seems pretty safe. And then there's Cardinal Daniel DiNardo. He's one of the top U.S. cardinals. And he still has a job, somehow. He was, astonishingly, the leader of the U.S. Catholic Church's response to its sex abuse scandal. So, Laura Pontikis, sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'll call her Laura, she came in and he praised her for coming forward to report that his deputy in the Galveston-Houston Archdiocese had manipulated her into a sexual relationship. And he said, oh yeah, you're a victim of the priest. Now, this priest was coercing her into sex, and he was listening to her confessions and counseled her husband on their marriage. So he's having sex with the wife, counseling the husband on the marriage. It makes your head spin. And, of course, he pressed the couple for hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations. Yikes. So, yeah, this guy was bad, bad, bad. It gets worse. So she goes to DiNardi and tells him everything, and he says, okay, I'm on this. This guy will never be a pastor or councilwoman again. He's talking about Monsignor Frank Rossi. But what he told her was a lie. She found out that DiNardo had allowed Rossi to take a new job as a pastor of a parish 2 hours away in East Texas. Her husband, who now knew what was going on, was furious, and he went to DiNardo and confronted him. And the cardinal's response was to warn him that the archdiocese would respond aggressively to any legal challenge, and that the fallout would hurt their family and their business. So basically, more like the mafia than the church, he says, hey, nice family and business you got there, but you don't want to mess with us, because you could lose it all. DiNardo, this unbelievable sleazebag, is president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. This is not doing things better. When this story broke, a good pope would have taken this guy out of rotation immediately. Sure, I guess it would have been worse if he'd covered up child sexual abuse, but, you know, we don't know that he didn't, because that's the whole point of a cover-up, and if this guy covered up one thing, he probably has covered up other things. I don't know that anyone is reassured that the Catholic Church in Texas is, quote-unquote, looking into it. But why, when we know that hundreds of priests have done horrible things, and that many, many bishops have participated or covered it up, and why? Since this has happened so often, does the Church continue to give everyone the benefit of the doubt? If there is an accusation like this, it should be like when there's a serious accusation against a police officer. You know, you're put on desk duty until we figure out what's really going on, and you're not allowed around the kind of people that you're accused of causing harm to. But that's not the Catholic Church's approach, because protecting people is not their number one job. Their number one job is protecting the Church. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this story as we hear more about the horrors that went on in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania. And really, I'm looking at a picture of DiNardo, and you take away the collar, put him in the right suit, and he looks like a mafia don. So let me say up front, this is just my opinion, but Father Kevin M. Cusick is just a dick. He's a hateful homophobe who tweets out stuff about that regularly. One of his tweets recently: if we're celebrating Pride this month, which deadly sin are we celebrating next month? Well, I guess none to celebrate the Catholic Church, because fucking children isn't one of the seven deadly sins. Although maybe it ought to be. Anyway, he has problems with women coming to church with bare shoulders. So he tweeted out, Please help the priest protect the purity of the men at Holy Mass by choosing to dress modestly over bare shoulders. What in God's name is wrong with these people?